Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Old friendships and memories go together. They weave an emotional view of the past that works well within the confines of a popular song.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
We think of friendship in the present tense. It remains near even when we're apart, even when we're indulging in good memories. Conversations in movies begin, remember when, even more than they do in real life. That's because we recognize the impulse and the shape of the conversation that unfolds. Songs are no different. Gene Austin, Old Pals Are the Best Pals After All, and Marnie Nixon, Yesterdays.
Silvery moon, silvery moon, here is your chance to shine. Silvery light, find them tonight, and tell those buddies of mine. Just say that my old pals are the best pals after all. You'll find the old ones are solid gold ones in recollection of fondly we recall that good old Glee Club on Saturday night beneath the corner light. Now go and get that old quartet whenever skies are gray. Arm in arm, the boys will harmonize your cares away.
Yesterdays, days I knew as happy, sweet, sequestered days, golden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love.
Gene Austin with Charles Bates, Austin, and Billy Rose's 1928 Old Pals Are the Best Pals After All, and from Jerome Kern and Otto Harbach's 1933 score to Roberta, Marnie Nixon with Yesterdays. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Bits of pleasure and scraps of pain. What you remember when you return to your childhood home. A house and a street. A first love that returns as a whiff of perfume. A bittersweet need to return to that happy time that only the return itself can provoke and propel, quiet yet intense. In this case, the man who returns is a photographer, so he sees clearly until the camera plays its tricks. From John Kander and Fred Ebb's 1968 score to The Happy Time, Barbara Cook sings the title song and Among My Yesterdays.
Remember the dearest love you ever knew, the day she said hello to you, the happy time. Remember the tulip trees you walked among, the game was old, the player young, the happy time. Remember a long, deep sigh, a tentative kiss. And if you should ask me why, the reason I ask you that is this: I'm longing to see you smile and hear you laugh, so I can have the photograph and remember you.
Barbara Cook, The Happy Time and Among My Yesterdays. Here's a set of happier memories, the games and the singing and the dancing and the gaiety that came after classes and chores. The lesson from those years is clear. In a world where we can be overwhelmed because there's too much to be done, it's important to remember the satisfactions of fun. Maurice Evans, Good Clean Fun.
If memory serves, I still recall how, when I was as young as you ladies are now, when I'd finished with my classes and I'd finished with my chores, always there were taffy pulls and tug-of-wars. There were weenie roasts and treasure hunts, conundrums and charades, marching to Jerusalem and masquerades. Oh, the singing and the dancing and the gaiety, when I was a youthful member of the laity. So many ways to have good, clean fun, so many games to enjoy. No earthly reason why Jack should be that dull, dull boy. Every so often we're overwhelmed, too many things to be done. That's why it pays to have so many ways to have good, clean fun. Now, isn't it rather a pity, my friends, that as we live our lives, we let our youthful pleasures slip away?
Amen.
We shouldn't forget how to kick up our heels, for many a time arrives when levity is the order of the day. I'm in the mood for fun, my friends.
Good, clean fun.
Somebody name a game that we can play.
Let's play spoons.
How about horns?
No, clumps.
Let's play goose.
No, spoons.
Broom.
Horns.
Buzz.
Clumps.
Go, goose. Bang.
Six bags.
Broom. Proverbs.
Parallels.
Pebbles.
Magic. Pins and bodies.
Queen of Sheba.
Turn the trencher.
To have good, clean fun, so many games to enjoy. No earthly reason why Jack should be that dull, dull boy. Every so often we're overwhelmed, too many things to be done. That's why it pays to have so many ways to have good, clean fun.
From Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick's 1960 score to Tenderloin, Maurice Evans, Good Clean Fun. And that takes us to friends, not merely friends, but old friends, friends you've known for years and know you can rely on, friends where the bond is inseparable from memory, so that's where we start. Often the memories slide into love, but not always, not here. Is this a brother who was the writer's best friend as a child? The lyric is a list of remembrances infused and shaped by bittersweet, will-o'-the-wisp emotion. Iris Dement, Childhood Memories.
Far
corner store. You let me fly your kite, but then I dropped the string. I thought my life was over, but Mother rescued me when I was just a kid. You taught my prayers to me. Then you turned around and you told me about those birds and bees. Come what may, you've been endeared to me. Because we share these childhood memories.
Iris Dement with her own childhood memories. And so we come to old friends in particular. I found 6 different songs entitled Old Friend or Old Friends and chose 3 of them. Each is similar to the other, but each is also distinctive. The first is little more than a list of common memories, the kinds of things boys and young men do together, until a sudden shift at the end. The second affirms the survival of friendship in the face of change. Friendships fade or fail, and new ones come along. But us, old friend, what's to discuss, old friend? Roger Miller and Rosemary Clooney with 2 songs, each called Old Friends.
Pennies in the park, playing croquet till it's dark. Old friends, old friends, swapping lies of lives and loves, pitching popcorn to the doves. Ooh.
looking up to watch a bird, holding arms to climb a curb, old friends, oh, old friends,
old friends. Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life, grant me one.
Watch a bird holding arms to climb a curb, old friends, old friends. Lord, when all my work is done, bless my life and grant me one old friend, at least one.
One
persuades you that the other one's wrong. Most friends fade, or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made perfect as long as they're new. Discuss old friends. Here's to us, who's like us? Damn few.
What was all that racket you were making in the kitchen?
Roger Miller with Guy Clark, Susanna Wallace Clark, and Richard J. Dobson's Old Friends, and Rosemary Clooney with Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends. A third song called Old Friends is the darkest of the three. A man in deep enough solitude to wonder, where is my life? And then the phone rings. It's an old friend who calls not with anything much to say, but to ask how you are. So it ends with a smile and the urge to sing it again. Ian Whitcomb with his version of his own Old Friends.
Blazing on a Sunday afternoon, pretty soon my thoughts begin to gloom. What have I done? Why am I here? Can I change the third world's tears to cheer? What's the point of all this universe? What's the point of scribbling verse and verse? Where is my life? Where is my wife? Is there just the smiler with the knife? And then the phone rings merrily, and an old friend's voice says, "Cherily, just called to see how you were." And when you sit and sort out the dross, it's then your memory's caught in the moss of the old friends who stood by when your sky was gray. Good pals who phoned up when there really wasn't anything pressing to say.
Ian Whitcomb, Old Friends. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. What's happened since those early friendships isn't necessarily bad, only different and lacking in the easy optimism of youth. It certainly doesn't mean you have to have lost your sense of humor, not even about your friends. Can you pledge affection in ways that adds to the general merriment of the day? Can you be true and still make your old friends laugh? Cole Porter could, and then some. He wrote this song for Du Barry Was a Lady in 1939, but it frequently gets added to revivals of Anything Goes. Case in point, Sutton Foster and Joel Gray, Friendship.
You know, Reno, we should have teamed up years ago.
We're two of a kind, all right.
Yeah, partners.
Through thick or thin.
Night or day.
Right or wrong.
If you're ever in a jam, here I am.
If you ever need a pal, I'm your gal.
If you ever feel so happy you land in jail, I'm your bail.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be hot.
Lot of dig, dig, dig. If you're ever down a well, ring my bell.
If you ever catch on fire, send a wire.
If you ever lose your teeth when you're out to dine, borrow mine.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect blend chip. When other friendships have ceased to gel, ours will still be swell.
La-la-la-la-da, hip, hip, hip. Cook your goose, turn me loose.
If they ever put a bullet through your brain, I'll complain.
It's friendship, friendship, just the perfect friendship. When all your friendships go up in smoke, eyes will still be oak.
Lot of goof, goof, goof. If you ever lose your mind, I'll be kind.
If you ever lose your shirt, I'll be hurt.
If you're ever in a mill and get sawed in half, I won't laugh.
It's friendship, friendship, just a perfect friendship. When other friendships have been forgot, ours will still be great.
If they ever cut your throat, write a note.
If they ever make a cannibal stew of you,
what?
Bite me too.
What are you saying?
Friendship, friendship, that's perfect friendship. When other friendships are up the creek, ours will still be slick.
Blah, 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 chuck, chuck, chuck. Quack, 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 quack. Remember?
No,
yeah,
no, there's no worse. No, there's no worse. We actually
reversed. Yes,
oh my gosh. And then we're changing the rules. You're cutting me off. What are you doing? I don't want to do it.
When other friendships have been forgot, mine will still be high.
Sutton Foster and Joel Gray, Friendship. In songs from the 1920s, what binds the young men together is the quartet they formed to sing the songs they all knew. The songs find pleasure in the memory, but mostly they're melancholy in the face of loss. Friends they remember, but no longer see. A sigh for the passing of time. Gene Austin, Wedding Bells, Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, and Billy Murray, That Old Gang of Mine.
What a lonely town this is for me. Things are not just what they used to be. I see all my pals spooning with their gals. They don't seem to have much time for me. Not a soul down on the corner. That's a pretty certain sign that wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. All the boys are singing love songs. They forgot sweet Adeline. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Now there goes Jack and there goes Jim down to Lover's Lane. Now and then we meet again, but they don't seem the same. And gee, I get that lonesome feeling when I hear those church bells chime. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Here comes Jim, here comes Jack. Gee, I'm glad to see you back. Let's sing those songs soft and low.
The songs we sang long, long ago. For it's always picture tonight a field of snowy white. Hear the darky singing soft and low.
There'll be no more harmonizing where the lamplight used to shine. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Now there they go, gee, I know that they're not all to blame. I surmise two blue eyes could make me do the same. All the world seems dark and friendless as I wander down the line. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine.
Looking for the best pal that I ever had. I never thought that I'd want them so bad. Gee, but I give the world to see that old gang of mine. I can't forget that old quartet that sang sweet Adeline. Goodbye forever, old fellows and gals. Goodbye.
SMG, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine.
Say, Eddie, wouldn't it make you feel good to have the gang back in our old neighborhood?
It sure would. You know, when I look at those houses unchanged by the year, in my throat there's a lump and my eyes fill with tears.
Take a peek at that lamppost, the old pump, and that stoop. Say, can't you remember us kids in a group? There were Shorty and Red.
And Skinny and Mike and the rich kid with the ball-bearing skates and a bike.
Gee, those were happy days. You remember the parties and dances? And that's why we didn't notice the years drifting by. And the first thing we knew, we were all 21.
But the gang stuck together in fight or in fun.
And then came the war, the crowds in the street, the blast of the bugle, the tramp of the feet. And the gang, those pals of yours and mine, were the first of the bunch to fall into line. Say, what's the matter, buddy? There's a tear in your eye.
I can't help it, Bill. I don't know a face in the crowd going by.
Gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine. I can't forget that old quartet that sang Sweet Adeline. Goodbye forever, old fellows and gals. Goodbye forever, old sweethearts and pals. God bless them, gee, but I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine.
Gene Austin with Sammy Fain, Edward Cale, and Willie Raskin's Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine. And Billy Murray with Ray Henderson, Mort Dixon, and Billy Rose's That Old Gang of Mine. Not even friendship guarantees smooth sailing. Things like petty irritations and moments of envy can put a strain on any friendship. Get ready for a few bouts of competition, truth-telling, and settling scores. Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur, bosom buddies, and Sally Mays, Lynn Wintersteller, and Brent Barrett, three friends.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. I say that your tongue is vicious. If I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth? Though now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting,
though often my frank observation might scald. Meaning to tell you for years, you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But darling, we'll always be dear companions, my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonized. Your sense of style's as far off as your youth. It's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And
if I say your fangs are showing, mane pull in your claws, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be peg of my heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But, sweetie, I'll always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you how rotten you are? Just turn to your bosom buddy for aid and affection, for help and direction, for loyalty, love, and forsooth, remember that. Who else but a bosom buddy will sit on a level and give you the devil, will sit down and tell you the truth.
Alice the lawyer, Angela the writer, Nancy the painter, couldn't have been tighter. No college friends had futures that were brighter. Never apart, joined at the heart. Came to New York, took off, and never drifted. Alice was smart,
and Angela was gifted.
Nancy made art that made you feel uplifted.
That's how we started friends. We were so not becoming here as friends. But wouldn't we always be so? How could we know?
Angela's dad hired Alice as a lawyer.
Nancy found Angie someone to employ her.
Alice hung Nancy's paintings in her foyer.
And we could see we were still friends, like the friends that your friends ought to be. 1 year later,
Angela wrote all day in her pajamas.
Nancy was painting scenery at La Mama's.
Alice's crowd took trips to the Bahamas. Off on our own, joined at the phone.
Angie met Paul, to whom she took a fancy.
Nancy met Paul at parties on the Lancy.
Alice met Paul at home in bed with Nancy,
which truly strained us. Friends, it was an easy trying to stay friends, but would we sort it all out? How could you doubt?
Alice the lawyer moved to the Dakota.
Nancy gave up, went back to Minnesota.
Angela's life has changed, not one iota. She's
says only Jews vote Democratic.
Meet for a night, boy, do we fight.
Angela's husband has the charm of Nero.
Alice's husband calls that quail a hero.
Everyone thinks that Nancy's is a zero,
but still we're right here. Friends, we have reunions now because we're friends. For as we start to grow old,
wonderful to see you.
You're looking great.
That I can guarantee you.
Though it is true, I wouldn't want to be you. It's still us three in harmony. Isn't it all an improbable plot? Nothing in common, but look what we got. I wouldn't like you if friends we were not. But you are me.
These are my friends. You haven't changed a bit.
From Jerry Herman's 1966 score to Mame, Angela Lansbury and B. Arthur, Bosom Buddies, and from David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr.'s 1990 score to Closer Than Ever, Sally Mays, Lynn Wintersteller, and Brent Barrett, Three Friends. There are days when friendship songs and love songs merge. Irving Berlin wrote, "If you don't want to be sweethearts, I don't want to be friends." And Donald Kahn and Stanley Stein wrote, "The end of a beautiful friendship and just the beginning of love." But the one I choose is from 1922, with music by Walter Donaldson and lyrics by Gus Kahn. Sometimes, if the song is gentle and innocent enough, the lyrics sing about the one you love as a friend, a pal, a buddy. Robert White, My Buddy.
Life is a book that we study. Some of its leaves bring a sigh. There it was written, my buddy, that we must part, you and I. Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day. My buddy, my buddy, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand. My buddy, my buddy, your buddy misses you. Buddies through all of the gay days, buddies when something went wrong. I wait alone through the gray days, missing your smile and your song. My buddy, my buddy, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand. My buddy, dear buddy, your buddy misses you.
Robert White, My Buddy. A melancholy way to end the hour, but essential to reaffirming the value of friendship and its inescapable link to memory. Andrew Croucher's the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.